My husband got diagnosed in 2014, January, with bowel cancer. He'd suffered for a short time with stomach complaints and been sick since the November. And in the January, he had an operation and they found that he had a mass tumour on his bowel and it was an aggressive form of cancer. So they treated him with chemotherapy, but, you know, it was so aggressive that it didn't turn out as we would expect in the end. But the time that he was poorly up until diagnosis, he just basically had excruciating stomach pains and sickness. None of his bowel habits had really changed. We never thought it was anything as bad as it was. It was, thought maybe some kind of stomach ulcer or something like that, and it turned out to be bowel cancer. So, which was a shock because the typical signs and symptoms that we're told to look out for we didn't fit into that category. His bowel was still working, but he just couldn't hold any food or liquids down and just doubled up in agony with his stomach, which is why they initially thought it was some kind of gastro condition.
Hearing that word is everybody's worst fear, isn't it?
It is.
And totally. So you didn't...
I had a 7-month-old baby in my arms when I found that out, and you just think, what am I going to do? But, you know, it just have to get on. And we did think positively and for a long time and things were good. You know, we battled against it. It fought till the end. But I think what's really important and I think what Paul would want people to do is, I know he did say to people, you know, if anything, just get anything that you think's untoward, get yourself checked out. You know, don't take no for an answer. Just keep going back if you think there's something not right, which we knew there was something not right, but just keep pushing the doctors. You know, they're all really helpful and they do the best, but you've just got to keep going back until, you know, and that's what we did until we found, you know, what. Maybe we didn't want that answer, but, you know, they stopped him being in pain, and which was good.
That idea of knowing your own body and knowing about what's normal and what's not normal, it's just being aware of that, isn't it?
Yeah, and just, you know, all the typical symptoms that you get with bowel cancer, but just anything that you just think isn't right, it might not fall into that key list of signs and symptoms, but doesn't have to. The research that they're continuing to do all the time, they're always coming up with new things, new treatments, but also new causes as well. And it's just about, you know, recognizing that, you know, you don't always have to have the signs and symptoms, typical ones of bowel cancer. And the earlier you check it out, the more chance you have of responding to the treatment that they can give you.
Your husband kind of went and back and forth and they didn't, you know, it took a while for them to diagnose it, but he did keep going back to the doctors.
Yeah, I made him, but yeah, he was a typical man. He'll be fine, you know, but no, we were constantly backwards and forwards to the Littendale unit, A&E, you know, the staff were all really helpful. They just did their best to, you know, they explored every avenue. So we didn't feel like we were being fobbed off, you know. It's just that we knew something wasn't right and we just had to keep coming back. And they worked so hard to eventually find the reason, you know. So it is worth just keep going. Don't matter whether you think, oh, no, not again, you know, just turn up. Keep coming down to the hospital and they will find the answers in the end, you know.
Just talk you through a little bit about the treatment that he had as well. So he had some chemotherapy and his quality of life was He had a really good,
we were warned with the chemotherapy that the quality wouldn't be great, you know, he'd be quite poorly with it, but he was such a positive person that we, you know, he just got on with it. He'd come and sit and have his treatment, and we spent a lot of time in the Ogden Centre because of the various treatments that he had to have following that plan. But, you know, when he was at home, he didn't let it affect him, you know. He'd be a bit tired, but then the next day he would pick back up, and we still were able to do things as a family and create lots and lots of memories right up until the end. You know, it was very quick. He just, which I think he would have been glad about. Yeah. Inside the hospital and in the Robert Ogden Centre, and the external support that we had as well, just everybody is amazing. There's so much out there that you don't realise that, you know, but yeah, they are absolutely amazing with the support, and there was nothing that was too much trouble. You know, even on his non-treatment days, if he didn't feel so well, he didn't even ring up. He just used to come down and they'd sit him in a chair and put his fluids in and get him feeling better again and then send him home. You know, they were just, nothing was too much trouble for them. They were brilliant, absolutely brilliant.